Archaeologists in Delaware have discovered 11 sets of human remains dating back to the late 1600s. WHYY's Zoe Reed reports that the find is attracting top-level experts.
The remains of 3 individuals of African descent and 8 individuals of European descent were discovered at Avery's Rest. That's a 17th century plantation in West Rehoboth, first unearthed in the 1970s. It was originally owned by John Avery, who served as a judge in Lewis after the colony transitioned from Dutch to English rule. Daniel Griffith and his all-volunteer team at the Archaeological Society of Delaware found the first burial in 2012 while trying to investigate what households looked like in the 17th century.
Trying to find house, wells, and fence lines, wherever they have gardens and things like that. As it turned out, in the process of doing test excavations to track down one of the fence lines we found, we ran into a burial. And we went, uh-oh, this was totally an accident. And that's why it's called an unmarked burial. It's unmarked, and there's no archival record that there's burials on that location.
Experts in the field are using a new, more sophisticated version of DNA testing to try to determine who the individuals were. Dr. Douglas Owsley of the Smithsonian Institution is leading those efforts. He says these are the first discovered burials from this time period in Delaware to be so well preserved.
This is so rare of discovery in terms of the preservation, in terms of the background information. You're really dealing with frontier Delaware. These are the first wave of English settlers coming into Delaware. And then on top of that, you have really among the first Africans that are coming in too, being brought in. But at this time period, 1680, at that time, there's probably only about 50, certainly less than 200, but probably only about 50 Africans in the entire Delaware area.
Owsley says technology has improved so much that just 10 years ago, they would not have been able to learn as much from the teeth and bones as they are now. From the Delaware Desk, Zoe Reed, WHYY News.